Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The world's preeminent talk radio portal.
All about your health.
And now here's Melanie Cole, MS, host of Staying Well.
The health care reform bill would require that most people in the United States buy insurance. Are you confused about what this means to you? Are you going to keep your individual insurance? Do you have to go with some sort of state or federal mandate on your insurance? It is a very confusing and difficult situation to comprehend, and we are going to try and help you understand some of the ins and outs of the Health Care Reform Act. My guest is Marianne Eterno. She's Assistant Vice President for Government Relations at Guaranty Trust Life Insurance Company. Welcome to the show, Marianne. So let's just start with some of the key features of the Affordable Care Act. What are some of the things that are going to take place this year, and when do they take place?
Thanks, Melanie. The biggest event this year takes place October 1st, and it's when the health insurance exchanges open for enrollment.
So what are the health insurance exchanges? And that starts in October of this year.
Right. October 1st is when folks can enroll. Keep in mind, however, that no insurance is effective until January 1st of 2014. But the exchanges are going to be either a physical place or a website or some sort of information portal where folks can go and find out about the types of individual major medical insurance that are available to them in their state, and they can enroll through the exchange if they would like to. The exchanges will also be available for folks who want to explore their options if they might be eligible for Medicaid, or if they think they might be eligible for a subsidy to help pay for the premium for their insurance.
So if you are somebody that up until October is happy with your insurance, this is a question that I know a lot of people have, Marianne. Do you get to keep it? If you're with Blue Cross and you've got individual insurance and you're just thrilled with the way that it's going, can you keep the insurance that you have?
If you have individual insurance, and that means you don't get insurance through your employer, if you have individual insurance, you will be able to remain with that insurance company if that insurance company has decided to remain in the state you live in. There have been a few states now where we have seen insurance companies announcing that they are going to pull out of the state and no longer offer that insurance. So a person in that case would not be able to keep their insurance. But for the most part, you will be able to keep the insurance you have if you like it. It's going to change, however. Come January 1st, almost all individual and employer group major medical insurance will have additional requirements added onto it. So your benefits, your co-pays, your premiums, things like that are all going to change come January.
So when you speak about the exchanges and whether it's in a physical place or it's a website and you go there to peruse and see what your options are, is this a state-by-state thing? Does it cross state lines? And are you looking at different insurance companies on these exchanges? So is there Blue Cross is offering one thing, Humana is offering another, United Healthcare another, Aetna something different? Or are they all going to be offering something sort of similar?
Well, the answer to all your questions is yes. There will be an exchange in each state. However, not every state will offer their own run exchange. So in Illinois, for example, Illinois is going to have an exchange that will be run in conjunction with the federal government, whereas across the border in Wisconsin, Wisconsin's exchange will run exclusively by the federal government, and the state will have no part of it. That being said, every person in every state will have an exchange to go to. They will be able to look at insurance plans. However, they will not be the same from state to state. Every state will have at least one insurance company selling plans on the exchange. Some states will have as many as 12 insurance companies. In some states, for example, Mississippi, there is only one company, Humana, that has decided to offer a plan in every county. So it's really going to be a patchwork across the country. It is not going to be anything close to consistent.
Now, if states have many companies, you know, if there's Blue Cross and Aetna and United Healthcare and all these different companies, how is a person, are we looking at difference in benefits, or is it strictly going to be cost-based?
It's going to be primarily cost-based. The benefits are laid out by statute, by federal statute. So all the benefits at a benchmark have to look the same. Companies can add to them, but they cannot subtract from them. So there will be base plans that are all the same, and the variations will be premiums, deductibles, and co-pays.
Wow, that really is amazing. So you're going to look at the service of a company. You're going to look at the cost and maybe what they've added so that people are going to... Do you think that this is going to make it very confusing for people, or are they going to make it readable on the websites, the exchange sites, do you think? And this is conjecture probably, but that it's going to be understandable that you're looking at the difference between this insurance company and this insurance company and what they're offering. Are you going to be able to put it side by side?
You should be able to put it side by side, and it probably will be a little bit confusing because most of the folks going to an exchange do not have a high amount of insurance literacy. But there has been a lot of work going on since 2010 on bringing everything down to a very basic level of understanding. There have been panels and experts and focus groups just focused on the language of explaining the benefits and what the layout is going to look like. So it shouldn't be too difficult to figure out what the insurance looks like. There's just going to be a lot of information. And like I said, these are going to be folks that, for the most part, maybe have never had to look into major medical insurance before.
Now, some of the things that have changed already, Mary Ann, pre-existing conditions, people still don't quite understand that. Explain what that means.
Sure. A pre-existing condition is something that occurred, either a physical event occurred or physical advice that was given to somebody by their doctor about something that might occur before they went to apply for insurance. And under health care reform now, insurance companies cannot penalize a person for having pre-existing conditions when they come to apply for insurance. Previously, they could say, well, this condition will not be covered, or it won't be covered for the first 2 years, or it will be covered but at a higher rate of coinsurance. And now with the prohibition on pre-existing conditions, none of that takes place. So a person could know they have cancer or know they've been advised that they are at high risk for a heart attack based on certain circumstances and still be able to get full coverage insurance without any of those issues being subtracted against in their insurance.
And now, since this is our basic overview, Mary Ann, what about preventive services? Because we are looking at a nation of with an obesity epidemic, and so preventive services kind of are even more important, and wellness preventive services, our wellness checkups. So where do those kind of come in? Now, what is changing with our well visits?
Well, there was a huge push to have preventative services and well visits included in healthcare reform, and they've done a really good job of that. Although I will tell you, most states already had something on their books about wellness and preventative. For example, mammography screenings were already mandated in all 50 states. Now it's just in the federal law, too. But what the law says is that insurance companies have to make available a wellness benefit, which includes one wellness visit a year with no applicable deductibles or co-pays for the charges incurred with that visit. So it's basically one free wellness visit a year for every person that's insured. And depending if you're a man or a woman, there are other tests and advised treatments that go along with that.
So you'll get your one well visit a year, and this includes for women a mammogram and a pap smear?
Yes, it includes that. It includes screening for domestic violence. It includes the testing, screening for gestational diabetes. There's all sorts of things that come into play under the category of well woman.
Thank you so much. My guest is Mary Ann Eterno. We are trying here, or succeeding here, to clear up some of the confusion that surrounds the Health Care Reform Act, which does go into effect. Some of it already has, but it goes into effect in October in a bigger way. So stay tuned to Radio MD for your greatest information on the Health Care Reform Act and clearing it up in plain English. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.